When Turl came back later in the evening and opened the cage door, Johnny rapidly moved in what Chrissy would need. She could smoke beef and work with hides. It would keep them busy. He took the packet she had prepared.
"You will be all right, Johnny?"
she asked. He didn't feel like smiling, but he smiled.
"I'll make it my first business in all cases. Now don't you worry. Put some of that tallow on Patty's neck and it will help the chafing."
"Come on!"
said Turl, irritably, outside the cage.
"How do you like the glass to cut things with?"
"It is very good, if you don't cut yourself."
"Well, be careful."
"Hey!"
said Turl. Johnny gave Patty a kiss on the cheek.
"Now you take good care of your sister, Patty."
He put his arms around Chrissy and hugged her.
"Please don't worry."
"For crap, come out of that cage!"
said Turl. Chrissy's hand trailed down Johnny's arm. He drew away until only their fingers were touching.
"Be careful, Johnny."
Tears were rolling down her cheeks. Turl yanked him out and banged the cage door behind him. While Johnny closed the wood barrier, Turl turned on the juice.
"At dawn, I want you down at the landing field ready to go. Personnel freighter 91. Wear decent clothes and boots that won't stink the ship up. Bring your air pump and plenty of bottles and an extra mask. Is that understood, animal?"
He rumbled off, practically trotting. Turl was a busy fellow these days. The ground shake died out. Later, Johnny picked some wildflowers and berries in the dark and tried to throw them between the bars, but the electric current simply arced and sizzled them before they could get through. It made things seem even worse. He went to bed at last, dispirited, certain that the future was going to be very rough, if not fatal to them.